Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I just heard you say that Lindholm does siding repairs at this time of the year. Do you also do whole house residing in the winter? So is there a temperature break
that obviously, your guys can't feel their hands? Obviously, it's limited. Just like heat, cold will... Heat and cold will expand and contract any type of siding, whether it be vinyl, hardy, the aluminum cladding that goes around, the trim that goes around the wood. The caulk is harder to work with in the winter. But we do repairs.
I know you said it. You caught yourself. Okay.
We do repairs.
Nice play.
Nice.
Nice recovery.
We do repairs, and we will go out and at least assess your siding. And if we do get a break in the weather, you know, 30, 35, 40, we can do it. Just like roofing repairs, just like a lady from Elmhurst called in. I think her name was June, and she had a leak, and she was afraid she'd have to wait until spring, so she was setting up an appointment for spring, but we came out and did the repair within 3 or 4 days.
If the forecast says, because as we know, this is a crazy time of the year. You have below zero with the wind chill for 4 weeks. We'll get a break in the 20s. It'll feel like it's the 60s. Can your crew, if you know that there's, if the forecast says, hey, we're going to have a stretch of 20s here, and then another polar freight train of cold weather's coming down, is there enough time where you could maybe, if the forecast says, hey, we got 5 day stretch of 20s coming, is that something that your team could fly up on a roof and get stuff done, or is it still too cold?
No, absolutely. 20 and above is the really target temp. You know, no wind, a little bit of sun. You're right. 20 feels like 60.
Yeah. Well, when you're with minus 40 with the wind chill. So, yeah, it's like a balmy day. You're walking around without a coat on. You're like, this is great. It tells you how warped we are here.
So we're out there and we're doing repairs. We're still actually scheduling gutter cleaning. Some people called in a little late, but we're doing gutter cleaning as well.
Can you talk about insurance? Because I drove through my old neighborhood the other day. And prior to us having a show here on WGN, knowing my guy, I was friends with another contractor, another roofing contractor before we had our relationship. And they had all of our dormers done and insulated, whatever. And I remember sitting in my kitchen, and I look outside, and a guy fell off my roof onto my deck. God's honest, hand of God right here. Fell off my roof. All of a sudden, I hear a boom, and I see this grown man in a laid out position. Thank God he landed on his front or back. He didn't land on his head. And I was talking to the GC. I go, is he all right? He's like, yeah, we're good. You know, I went out there. He's fine. You know, I'm like, what's up? He's like, I got insurance for it. I thought he was dead. Okay, all of a sudden, hear
he's fine. It happens every day.
A 230-pound man fall off my roof, and I'm just like, what the hell's going on here? Can you talk about the insurance?
Most all towns and villages require legitimate roofing contractors to have liability insurance that, for lack of better words, takes the homeowner's risk off the table. But most towns and villages require us to supply a certificate of insurance, liability, and other.
What should the listener ask of their roofing company when they hire them? You've got the truck and the Karen in a truck, not to upset the Chuck and the Karens, but you got these guys and gals in a truck running after storms, quoting you a price, or hey, you know what, I'll hop up there, check it out, and all that stuff. What should the listeners ask the contractor before you let them up on the roof? Show a proof of insurance. How do you know it's real?
We don't necessarily always show proof of insurance, but it's always good to know that your contractor is licensed, bonded, and insured. It's good to know if he's local, and of course, how long have they been in business?
Yeah,
you know, Chuck in a truck, Chuck or Dancy in a truck,
right?
Karen in a truck they usually don't last that long. You know, they just don't.
They burn out.
They just can't take it. They have one issue and they just go belly up.
Mindy and her sister and brother are the second generation of Lindholm?
No, third. Let's see, it's third.
Third generation.
Dad started 75 years ago.
So their grandfather started.
Grandfather started it, and then the three brothers came in and ran it. And now three children of one of the owners, Mallory, Rebecca, and Ryan, are
Mallory,
running
Mallory,
the show with Tim.
Mallory, Rebecca, Ryan, and Tim.
Yep.
Tim is a family member, or is Tim married?
Tim is the son of Gramps.
So you've got four. So Tim's the uncle of Mallory, Rebecca.
No, Tim is the father of Mallory.
Oh, okay.
And Rebecca.
Mike, you're
going to
speak
Ryan.
A little slower for David.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You got to get a flow chart here. I've got the genealogical.
I wrote it down here.
You didn't hand it to me. I'm glad you wrote it down. It'd be nice if I had it over here so I could see it. So if our listeners want to get in line, right, or will you go out in this weather, right, and it's cold? Will you go out and give a quote?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Quotes are easy. We could do window quotes. We can do siding quotes. We can do roofing quotes. But, you know, in some cases, you might want to wait until spring.
Right, but get the quote, at least know what you're walking into, start saving now. Right. You have financing options available?
Absolutely.
And you were out in Arlington Heights, just to refresh, when that garbage truck blew up? You were doing roof inspections.
Blue Sky was out there doing a lot of board ups and cleanups, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak for you. We went out and we inspected a few roofs where people found debris in their yard 200-300 feet away. That garbage truck blew.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
And chunks of metal were around. We went up on a roof. We haven't found anything that far out yet, but I know that you had melted siding. I'm sure there's some damage to roofs and windows when an explosion like that.
Yeah, scary times, but thankfully the resident, you know, that neighborhood is fine, just a couple of things.
And again, only a couple of injuries, no deaths, and you're right. Thank God it wasn't 50, 60 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want any first responders getting injured, but you know,
ever.
But thank God whatever injury they have wasn't life-threatening, and hopefully they're mending and they're in better spirits today than they were a week ago when that truck blew up. I really thought it was an industrial park fire. That's I'm like, ah, it's no big deal. You show me the it was a truck exploding, a garbage truck blowing up into 4,000 pieces. Very dangerous.
On a street in front of homes.
Very scary. We got to hit the top of the hour news, traffic, and weather. What's the best way to reach you, Navy man?
773-283-7675 or LindholmRoofing.com. Go Navy.